That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Can I ask real quick? Would you say that this is a little more political than it is scientific?
Indeed, I would categorically say that, yes. Most of this has been very, very political, and as a scientist, I'm truly concerned about this sort of corruption of politics on science. Science should be an endeavor that is free to sort of formulate hypotheses and then reject hypotheses and then leave whatever facts that is relevant around to inform public policy. But now we have a reverse situation in which that a public agenda, public policy agenda, a political agenda, or environmentalism is telling what the science is supposed to give them, in the sense that generating all these computer model outputs that showing all this disastrous scenario that our former Vice President Gore is promoting all over the place, where there is no basis to that. Clearly, Mr. Gore is a politician, so he can be excused, but then the damage that he will be doing if we do not sort of let the truth to be out or let the science to be told freely will be very, very damaging for society. So that's my concern.
Have you met with a lot of resistance for proceeding with science?
I would say somehow yes and no, but clearly that the people who wish to sort of do science and then to simply just state some facts are not very much welcome, I would say, by folks like Mr. President Gore. I will just give a very personal experience. I so happened to have the great opportunities about 5 days ago at a closed-door meeting where Mr. Vice President and me is in the same room where he spoke, of course, and I just have to be a good listener. And he was continuing to tell all this untrue story about how CO2 is causing climate crisis, where we simply have is climate variability, climate change. He's telling people is how CO2 is an air pollutant and CO2 is doing all this bad thing to all of us. And I just simply say that, well, CO2 is not an air pollutant. CO2 is food for plants and marine life. And I, in fact, didn't have the time, but I wanted to say it on camera to say that, well, if your idea of cutting CO2 emission, if it so happened that you're able to lower the atmospheric carbon dioxide, and we do know for a fact that CO2 is food for plants and marine life, then will you, Mr. Vice President, be responsible for the ecological crisis, because all these plants will not have enough food to eat and marine life, and this will affect human itself. And who will then be responsible for that kind of a irresponsible action to call for CO2 emission cut? What are we going to gain from this? Whereas we know from empirical ground that we cannot find any strong evidence of CO2 changing weather or climate. And yet, we know that CO2 is food for plants and animals. And who will be responsible for the damage that will be done to the ecosystem? So when I indeed asked Mr. President, Vice President, the questions on what will we get by lowering CO2 emission, Mr. Vice President sort of reluctantly and sort of arrogantly replied by saying that, well, how about saving human civilization? How about that, okay, to me? And I would just simply, of course, I didn't have a chance to respond. Again, I'll do it on camera here. I just simply say, well, how about saving civilization from the damage that is promoted by you politically with no basis in science? That's all.
This is Henry Lampen with the New American. We're here with